Hey, thanks very much, and thanks very much for the big up, Chloe. This was really good. But I haven't brought my cello with me this afternoon, so you are safe from that. You're just going to give you a little of my poems. And I'm going to start with a thought, really, an observation. As I'm a recent convert to the live literature scene, I've made some observations of the wonderful world of performance poetry, and here's one for you. Sometimes a writer will use a great many words in a great long sentence to capture and convey their ideas in the most analogous and illustrative manner that enables the reader to commit greater meaning and understanding in the words they have chosen to imprison. Sometimes they'll use just one. Judgment. There you go. Just a little observation. Now we're going to go into a poem where we can all make judgments about this, and it's called Too Fat. Too fat for sports. That's an early lost cause. Who wants to be seen with a blimp on the team? Too fat for swimming, for who'd like the rippling and rolling of flesh to buoyant excess? Too fat to dance, for you'd hardly the chance of tripping the fantastic gripping armfuls of elastic. Too fat to talk during a long pleasant walk, for a puffer and panter precludes carefree banter. Too fat to employ, for where'd be the joy of idling the time with an eye sore confined? Too fat for holidays, or who'd like to have to play with a blistering tub in a tourist hubbub? Too fat to flatter, for to whom would it matter if the esteem were raised for a pastry dough gaze? Too fat for fashion, for who'd have the passion to dress up the mutton of an uncontrollable glutton? Too fat to take part in affairs of the heart, for arteries of cholesterol could never love the best of all. If you surmise when I pass for your eyes that the size of my girth is all that I'm worth, then I pity the view of the world you must hold. Wisdom, truth, and beauty are in shadow growing old. Thank you. Oh, thanks. Okay, I am writing some poems and I'm putting them into a collection I'm entitling The Affairs of Anime. Now, if you're not sure what the anime means, the actual dictionary definition is a feeling or sense of alienation against the usual social norms and standards and practices. This means you can lead to a life of conflict, dissatisfaction, and deviance, Chloe. Do you know what we're talking about? Do you feel this anime? Yeah. You've got a lot of anime. I sense a lot of anime in you. Now, when we feel this anime, we can all feel like it from time to time. You can feel it if you're nobody's number one. Never the first to know of a new arrival. Never at the top of a party list. Always seen as a stranger more than an acquaintance. Always takes a while before you're missed. Seldom whisked away for a long weekend. Seldom sharing soap or other odours. Often stay up late to work for pleasure. Often eat alone upon the sofa. Rarely receiving news from friends and family. Rarely sharing a trial or tribulation. Frequently coming home to a lonely silence. Frequently avoiding a confrontation. Sometimes have an excuse for a family outing. Sometimes make good use of a two-for-one. Occasionally sleep sound in the arms of another. Occasionally think a pet might add more love. Frequently make a stand on your own conscience. Frequently come home to peace and quiet. Rarely fighting battles that aren't your own. Rarely running up bills on the telephone. Often choose the channel for your entertainment. Often take a bath when you fancy a soak. Seldom kept awake by another's nightmares. Seldom need to pay for more than your fair share. Always have the post addressed to you. Always make a friend of whom you please. Never making lists for household provision. Never having to wait for another's opinion. Thanks. Okay, now this next poem is what is called a found poem. When I discovered you could find poems around the place, I was so excited. I was running all around Manchester trying to find words written on buildings wherever I could find this fantastic poem. What I've ended up with was quite surprising to me, and it's actually a choice of two particular texts. One is a printed bit of information that's handed out by Greater Manchester Police Authority, and it's about knowing your rights when you're stopped and searched. The other piece of text was a handwritten notice written on the London Underground just a few days after the fatal shooting of John Charles de Menezes last year. It's called Service Information, Know Your Rights, a found poem. Please do not run. Stop and Search can help detect crime and make our community safer. Please do not run on the platforms. A stop is when a police officer asks you to account for yourself. Do not run on the platforms or concourses. A police officer or a community support officer can stop you. They will either show you an ID card or be wearing a uniform, especially if you are carrying a rucksack. You can be stopped if the police think you've committed a crime. Do not run if you're carrying a rucksack or wearing a big coat. You should not be stopped or searched just because of your age, race, gender, sexual orientation, disability, religion, the way you dress or the language you speak. There are times, however, when police officers will search anyone. Do not run on the platforms or concourses, especially if you are carrying a rucksack, wearing a big coat, or look a bit foreign. Know your rights. If you are stopped and searched, the police officer must fill in a form and give it to you straight away, especially if you look a bit foreign. You will be asked to say what your ethnic background is from a list the officer will show you. Do not run if you look a bit foreign. You can complain about discrimination. Get further advice from your local police station. This notice is for your own safety. Thanks. Chilling times, I think, chilling times. Do I have time to just do one more? Do I have time? Is that it? Well, thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much. Cheers.
Yay! Anne Wern, thank you very much.
Getting caught up.
And killing her. Right, there you go. And one more round of applause, I think. Okay, we have somebody from the Millrace set of books. Do we